Domestic violence is an ongoing problem that we as a nation continue to struggle with, but the government is beginning to respond thanks to efforts of campaigns like Counting Dead Women and the work of activists like Rosie Batty. Last year, the federal government introduced the Stop the Violence strategy, the $100 million campaign aimed to tackle domestic violence by expanding support available to victims. Well, we're now about 6 months into the program. Are we seeing any changes and what still needs to be done? With us, we have Renata Field, the Director of Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Services. Good morning, Renata. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So just to start, what kind of support does a court advocacy service offer and why is this important to victims of domestic violence?
So I always think that we should be called court and advocacy services because we work in courts, but we also do a lot of other things for women who are experiencing domestic violence.
Okay.
As of the 1st of July last year, we've received referrals through the police for every woman who was involved in an incident of domestic violence with the police. So they're automatically referred to us. And within 24 hours, we give them a call to check in how they're going, and give them support, safety planning, referrals, that sort of thing. And if they do end up going to court, then we support them through that process. So the court process of getting a protection order can be quite traumatic for women. And so we offer them information, advice, support. They can access legal advice for free through our service. And we can just talk through the matters.
So what was happening before this process of every time the police referring cases to you?
So there were sort of ad hoc systems throughout New South Wales that were a bit different in every area. So in some places they were referred to a local domestic violence service, in some places to community services. It was always all a little bit different. So the new program means that it's the same across New South Wales. So we have 28 different services and operate in 114 local courts across New South Wales. And we can offer a consistent service. So, you know, if a woman is experiencing domestic violence in Broken Hill, she gets the same service as someone who's in Sydney.
And so just tell us how this policy change has impacted your work and the work that your organisation you work for does.
Well, it's been a massive increase. We've had 89% increase in clients who've received service from us. So that's massive. For the first 6 months, we were doing that without any additional funding. And then we got a 20% funding increase in December of 2015. So that was definitely helpful, but, you know, compared to 89% increase in clients doesn't quite match up. So we've been just running basically, and it's not to say that the phone wasn't just ringing before that. So we're just really run off our feet. And the other thing is it's very difficult to get people into other services. So, it's our work to refer and to offer women services, but if the refuges are all booked out and they can't get into the local support and counselling service because there's a 3-month waiting list.
Wow.
It's very difficult for us to find them the support that they need.
Yeah, so is this policy change enough? How much more do you think needs to be done in this area?
So I do think it's positive because obviously we've got access to so many more women who were not receiving any support previously. And some of them don't want support. You know, you call them and they say, actually, I'm fine, I just had an argument, but we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of women, they would have fallen through the gaps previously. So it's very important. And as you know, and as everybody knows, it's a national crisis and people do die from this. So if we can prevent that, there should be adequate funding for that.
Yeah, and times like we just had the Easter long weekend often sees a big spike in your kind of services. Why is this?
I guess any times of family stress can create factors that can lead to domestic violence, also alcohol abuse, stress with children, seeing family, all that sort of thing can be the crux that leads to the final, you know, thing that a woman wants to leave or that there's a more violent incident that can involve police.
All right, I'll leave it there. But Renata, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
That is Renata Field, Director of the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Services. If you are experiencing domestic violence, know that you can call the Domestic Violence Hotline on 1-800-424-017. It is available 24/7. That number again is 1-800-424-017. You can also get in touch with your local Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Service by going to the website at www.wdvcannsw.org.au. Put some links to that on our website.